The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Oh my goodness. Welcome everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. What a great show we have for you. I'm actually speechless, if you can actually believe it. Each and every week, I get to chat with some of the most incredible people. People that don't really get limitation. People that have looked at their lives and have said yes to things that are around the corner that they can't even see. People that are here to serve and support all of you. This is what is so important right now. You know, as the host of the Dr. Pat Show and as the creator of Crust Busting, there are so many things I've gotten to look at, and especially about myself. And what I know is that there are things that we can learn, things that we can do each and every day, and we don't have to reinvent the wheel. I am so honored to introduce you to someone that has been very, very special and important to me, and someone that I've gotten to speak with several times over the years. I know him as Mr. Fire. Many of you know him as Dr. Joe Vitale, and others you know him as the guy that you go to if you want to figure out why you're not attracting the things that you truly want in your lives. And so Joe is joining me here today as my very special guest today. You know, he is a best-selling author over and over and over and over again. He has created an amazing coaching program. You could learn all about how to attract what you want through The Attractor Factor, which is a fabulous, fabulous book. And he is someone that has developed a system for wealth beyond what any of us could possibly understand without the tools in our toolkit. Today we're going to talk about discovering the secret to lifelong wealth and happiness with zero limits. And I could not think of a better person to have this conversation with than Dr. Joe Vitale. Joe, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Of course. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, so thanks for having me back.
I love having you back because this is a time where we have to start to really talk about things in a very, very different way. I mean, Joe, many people say that we're in a crisis, that we're in a bailout, we're in a failout, some people have called it, but I want to get your sense from a Joe Vitale point of view. What's your sense of where we are right now?
We're living in one of the most wonderful, magical, prosperous times in history. It all depends on which view you're looking at. If you pay attention to the mainstream media, those folks are trained to find or create bad news and broadcast it right into your brain. I just did an Attract Wealth seminar this past weekend, and I had people come up to me, one in particular, a realtor from San Antonio, who said she was thriving as never before. She had closed some million-dollar deals in December, and when I asked her, what is the big secret that's making you so successful when everybody else is complaining, she said, I don't watch the mainstream news. That single thing alone enables her to think we're in great times. And when you think you're in great times, you start seeing the opportunities that are there all along. So it's really a perception thing.
Well, and it's a perception thing. Thank goodness it's a perception thing, because we can turn that around, and that's what we're going to do today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we look at zero limits, I mean, the term, probably many people out there have not heard, and I want us to talk about what it means to have zero limits. Everything from how you wake up in your day, Joe, and think about, you know, going off to that job or taking care of the kids. You know, how can we have that zero limit mentality?
Well, again, that's a mind shift and a perception change. But one of the ways to do it is with what you're doing right now, having a wonderful show like this, giving people the reminder of it's all in your power. If you listen to somebody else, if you listen to the wrong people, the complainers, you listen to the mainstream news, your energy is going to sink, you're going to feel bad about the world, you're going to start to attract more things to match that bad feeling. But if you wake up in the morning and you turn on something like this, or you start reading a few pages of a positive book, or you just even meditate, or you look around and you feel grateful that you have a job, that you have a family, that you have kids, that you have your health, you move into a different energy space. And this energy space is one that is upbeat. And this upbeat energy space is going to attract into your life more people and experiences and other moments that will be upbeat to match it. So I would say the very first thing to do is when you open your eyes, say, thank God I'm alive, and look for something to be grateful for.
This is really such a really key place for us, you know, to really pinpoint the tipping point in our lives, Joe. I mean, let's just back up for a minute and, you know, share a little bit about your journey. Mm. For those folks that, you know, don't know who Joe Vitale is or know a little bit about him, you know, you're an individual that you just don't give up. You know, you're Mr. Fire Ever Ready battery, so to speak. But it's not always easy. We have to face the challenges as well, don't we?
Well, it certainly hasn't always been easy for me. The short story is I was homeless for a while in Dallas, Texas, back in the mid-70s. And when I managed to somehow get to Houston, when it was a boom town and there was all kind of labor-type work available, I was in virtual poverty for 10 years. So it was not an overnight success for me to be in movies and to have best-selling books and to be honored to be on shows like this one. I spent 25 years or so scrambling, struggling, pursuing, intending, working on myself, working for jobs I hated. I was a cab driver, I was a car salesman, I was a laborer, a truck driver. There were so many different things I did that I absolutely hated, but I was in survival. I didn't know about prosperity thinking at that point. I've had to learn all of that. I've had to really pre-program or reprogram my brain, like most people today, so that I could see the opportunities and act on them. But no, I'm not a overnight success, unless you mean, you know, overnight is 25 years.
Yeah, 25 years of keeping at it.
Yeah.
You know, Joe, I want to ask you, in all of the books that you've written and all the people you talk with, all the radio shows, television appearances that you've been on, are you ever surprised at what shows up new for you to learn?
Oh, yes, all the time. That's a wonderful question. First of all, I guess it's important to say that I'm still growing. I'm still learning. I'm still finding whatever the beliefs or limitations are within me and tearing them down so I can experience more life and then turn around and teach it to other people. So I'm still working on me. I'm still learning about me. And when I go on radio shows or TV shows, whatever it happens to be, I'm often surprised by the questions, but I'm often even more surprised by my own answers. Because I don't go in with a crib sheet. I don't go in with a bunch of notes. And usually, like even today, I don't know what the questions are going to be. I'm trusting the moment. I'm trusting myself. I'm trusting you to have it all come together in this blissful moment of awakening. And as long as I stay in the moment and I start to and not try to control it, then I'm excited by it and surprised by it, and I learn from it. So yeah, I'm still surprised.
I love this because I too get surprised every day. For those of you that are just tuning in, I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show and let you know that Dr. Joe Vitale joining me here today. We know him as Mr. Fire. We're talking about Discover the Secret to Lifelong Wealth and Happiness with Zero Limits. And zero limits is something that you may have to work a little bit to wrap your mind around. Maybe you need to go get a little bit more coffee or something. But the point is that if you're not really at this place and thinking about zero limits, then you are, Joe, is this not true? You are at some place with limitation.
Well, I think it's safe to say we're all at some place with limitation. You know, I just came out with an audio program called The Awakening Course. And in the Awakening Course, I talk about the four stages of awakening. And it's useful to talk about the first two quickly, at any rate. And the first one is what we're all born into. With very rare exceptions, we're all born into this state of being a victim. We are programmed to think we are victims. We're programmed by our religion, by the government, by the media, by our family and friends, by the school system, by our community. It's all there, downloading information about what's possible for our lives. And most of us, I mean, there's very rare exceptions to this, are not taught how to succeed or how to thrive or how to prosper. What we're taught instead is how to survive. We're all taught survival skills, and we all think it's us against the world, and we always give our power away. We give it to an employer. We give it to a government. We give it to our community. We just give our power away because we don't know any better. And there's nothing wrong with that, except there's three other stages of awakening that would greatly enrich our lives. And so most of us are in the stage of victimhood even right now. But along the way, at some point, if we're really lucky, a movie comes along, and it could be The Secret or Leap or The Compass or Try It On Everything or any number of a bunch of movies that have been coming out recently, and more are coming, or it could be a book, like my book, The Attractor Factor or Zero Limits. Excuse me. At some point, you are told that you have more power than you ever thought before, and you begin to awaken. And the second stage is empowerment. That's what your show is helping people to realize, is that they've had limitations, but now they are empowered, and they can do more, be more, accomplish more than they ever thought before. But all of us have built-in limitations because of our belief system, and what we're doing is finding them and releasing them so we can be more, have more, achieve more.
Well, and I love this because I hope everybody out there is tuning into the show and thinking, I have got to wipe my mind slate clean. How do we go about and do this? What is it that we are stuck in right now that we don't have to be stuck in? And, Joe, you know, this is such an important conversation. And, you know, I've said this before, this is such an incredible time for people to bust out of the same old, but they can't do it without the tools. Or can they?
It can happen without the tools. It can happen by grace. But that's very rare, and you certainly don't want to sit around waiting for it. It's far better to take action. I'm in the movie The Secret being the one person who says the universe loves speed. And I also say that when you have an intuitive hunch to do something, go and do it. I'm a big believer in taking action. But the thing I say to qualify that is that the action you take needs to be inspired. It needs to come from within you. So in order to find that inspiration and follow your intuition, you have to get quiet. And I think that's one of the biggest things we all need to do. Yes, change can happen by grace, but if we spend time just kind of slowing ourselves down, even now when people are listening to this show, they can just kind of take three slow, deep breaths, kind of tune in within themselves, and see if they can quiet their mind. The more they can quiet their minds, the more they can be in this moment, the more they will center into the possibility of this awakening. They will start to be more aware of themselves. They'll start to be more stress-free. They will start to tap into their intuition. They'll start to merge with the state of zero limits. All of that will start to happen once they relax.
So let's take a short break, Joe, when we come back. We'll be back with Joe Vitale, and we'll see. We've got so much to talk about today. We hope you join us here, loving every minute of it. We'll be right back.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Be the first to join your favorite Hay House authors on the next I Can Do It at Sea. Come aboard a luxurious cruise ship and meet Greg Braden, Brian Weiss, Sonia Choquette, and many more. The 7-night cruise to Alaska on July 11th through 18th, 2009 includes soul-nourishing workshops, spiritual cinema movies in your cabin, autograph sessions, and amazing ports of call. This is a vacation you'll never forget. Cabins are limited. Reserve today. HayHouse.com.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition. without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone starting January 29th. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgurman.com, spelled RICHGERMAN.com, to learn more about his popular Coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
You may not have heard, so listen carefully. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered, including asthma, pneumonia, flu, diabetes, AIDS, hepatitis C, the common cold, and dozens of others. The details of this amazing secret have been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book so that it will never be lost. Written in simple language, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century is easy to understand. In Africa and the Americas, over 100,000 cases of malaria and other diseases have been successfully treated with miracle mineral supplement. Many successful clinical trials have been run using the same formula. You can download the first half of the Miracle Mineral book for free by going to miraclemineral.org. That's miraclemineral.org. Take back your health today. Go to miraclemineral.org.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. And you heard that telephone number. If you want to give us a call and speak with Joe directly, this is your time. This is your time. It's your time. It's my time. It's Joe's time. If you have a comment or a question or want to get some, get some answers from Joe directly, please give us a shout. Dr. Joe Vitale joining me here today. He is a best-selling author, and he is one of the most outstanding teachers in the movie, The Secret. We've seen him in many, many different places. We're going to see a lot more of him. His work has been helping people for years step into their power, step into their wealth, and understand the true meaning of happiness. Today, we're talking about lifelong wealth, happiness, and zero limits. You know, he has been known as the spiritual marketer, and so we're talking about zero limits and a special project that each and every one of us, can relate to. You know, Joe, I like what you said before, and again, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
I love what you said before, because each of us has a story, and you talked about a period of time in your life when you were homeless. I mentioned the other day for myself, I shared with the listeners probably the first time in 5 years, that at age 17, I was homeless and what that felt like.
Mm.
And it's hard to really describe the feeling of that, and to be able to move from that to an understanding of how zero limits cannot be just something we do every minute or two, but a way of life.
Mm.
What is the essence of each of us, first of all, understanding that we could change for good? And what does zero limits do to help us get there?
Wow, what a great question. See, this is an example of being surprised. I'm surprised by the depth and wisdom of that question. And, of course, I didn't know you were going to ask it, so I'm going to be surprised with what I come back with.
Okay.
But when you ask what is the essence of us and how does it tie to zero limits and so forth, that's a beautiful window for me, because the essence of us is spirit. The essence of us behind our body and our thoughts and our worries and our concerns and our emotions, behind all of that is this thing called a witness. And that witness, I will say, is your spirit. It's your divinity. It's your connection to all that is. Well, zero limits is all about going to that place and living from it. Now, I'm going to pause for a second because and repeat that because it's so important to get it. Zero Limits, which is the title of my book where I describe all of this, Zero Limits is that state where you are divinity, that essence, that spirit within you, and you are doing your best to live from it. That is, gosh, I feel like shutting up for the rest of the show.
I know, I'm sitting here, you know, I'm like sitting here like, oh my goodness, where do we go from here?
This is it. You know, we all get attached to our thinking, and I do seminars, including one on Zero Limits with my co-author, Dr. Hu Lin, and we stand up there and we try to point out that you have thoughts, but you're not your thoughts. You have a body, but you're not your body. You have emotions, but you're not emotional. You're not those emotions. And so who are you? You're not your thoughts. You're this thing that watches the thoughts. If you're not your body, you're this thing, this essence within your body, witnessing that you have a body. If you're not your emotions, what are you? You're this essence, the spirit within that experiences the emotions. Well, I want to get people, including myself, to that place where you are essence, where you are spirit, where you are witness. And when you live from that place, you live a life of zero limits.
And Joe, let's talk about this because everybody, you know, right now seems to be looking at their lives in ways they haven't before. I thought we had kind of gone through some of this early on in the 90s when people realized that, you know, the old work psychological contract didn't exist anymore, that if you work hard, you're going to get this big pension.
Yeah.
But it seems like we are on a fast track, consciousness growing curve right now.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You either fasten your seatbelt to hold on, or you get kicked out of the bus, so to speak. And I hope I'm not being too, one way or the other, too much contrast there. But this is actually what people are thinking. And I wanted to say, Joe, wealth. You're talking about lifelong wealth.
Yes.
And I want to ask you, how does the person that's listening to the show today, sitting there thinking, there she goes again, and by the way, she's got Dr. Joe with her, saying that we can have everything we desire, and I'm sitting here, and I can't get out of my own way.
Yeah.
I know that. I've been there. Yep. Have you ever been there, Joe, where you can't
We've
get out of your own way?
We've all been there. And I think that's part of the answer. We've all been there. You are evidence that we can transcend it and live through it. I am evidence that we can transcend it and live through it. And so somebody sitting there who might be in the middle of it needs to look at both of us or anybody else that they come across in their lives and say, hey, if they did it, I can do it too. I can survive this. So I think that's part of the lesson right there is to realize that whatever your experience is temporary. In my book, The Attractor Factor, I say whatever you have right now is current reality. That's it. It's current reality. But we know that current reality will change. It's going to change on its own, but if you help it by doing some of the techniques that you talk about and some of the things your other guests have revealed to people, by doing anything to help it along, you're going to go into a better reality. It's going to get better and better as you participate in making it better. That's the first thing I want to say. The second is, you know, I heard a great definition of wealth this past weekend, and that is wealth is what you have left when you've lost all your money.
Oh, my gosh.
Wealth is what you have left after you've lost all your money. Now, what that implies is that the wealth is your life. Your wealth is your natural resources. It might be everything that's in your brain. It might be what's in your heart. It might be your education. It might be your past experience. It might simply be being grateful that you are alive in this wonderful time in history and you're able to listen to a show like this that is so life-changing. That's wealth. Most people associate wealth with the green stuff, with money, with coin, with, you know, whatever that happens to be to them. But this is a really important distinction because when you realize how wealthy you truly are, you will begin to attract the money.
And you know, this is something that I think that for you and I, we're sitting here and we know what limitations are. We know what the things that are holding us back are. But sometimes people don't know what's holding them back, Joe. What's the best way for us to find that out? And I say that they don't know at a conscious level, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know, they just know things, it's not working for you. You know, you can go to the old Dr. Phil, is that working for you? And people say, no, it's not working for me, and I don't know how to, I don't know what's not working for me.
Right. And that's an important question, because we are all driven by our unconscious mind. Consciously, we can desire money and fame or houses or cars or a new job or more sales or a better business or our own business, whatever it happens to be. Consciously, you can intend all of that all day long. But if you have counter beliefs, negative beliefs in your unconscious mind, you will veto all the things you say you want. For example, I just recorded a program called The Secret to Attracting Money. It'll come out in a couple of weeks, so your listeners are hearing this for the very first time. This is exclusive news. The Secret to Attracting Money will come out in a couple of weeks. But in it, I talk about our beliefs. And one of the beliefs that virtually all of us have in our brain, and we're not aware of, is this idea that money is the root of all evil. Well, if you're consciously saying, I intend more money, I want more money, I'm going to visualize more money, I can put up a poster board with all these visuals on it of me having more money. We can do that all that you want, but if your unconscious mind has lodged in it this computer programming with one line that says money is the root of all evil, you will not allow money in your life. You will find ways to push it away. You will miss opportunities. You will self-sabotage if you do get some money. You will allow a little bit of money in just for survival purposes, but you won't allow very much in because you're going to wrestle with it. And that's one of the first things to do is look at your beliefs. And that belief happens to be one that's active in probably every one of your listeners. So what I do to help people with that belief is become aware, first, that George Bernard Shaw said, it's the lack of money that is the root of all evil. The lack of money, not the love of money. And then the second of all, to realize that wealthy people, the people who truly have money, don't love money. They don't love money. They use money as a way to keep score, as if it's a monopoly game. Donald Trump has often said that he's a deal maker because he loves to make deals, and he knows he's good at it when money comes in. But he's not doing it for the money. He's doing it for the love, for his passion, for his bliss of making deals. So when you realize that you don't need to love money, and that actually you need to focus on your freedom and focus on opportunities that will give you more freedom, now you start to dissolve the limiting belief that money is the root of all evil. When you dissolve the belief, money can now come into your life.
And this is really what we're talking about here today. What are you holding on to? What are you really latched on to that absolutely doesn't serve you anymore? My very special guest today, Dr. Joe Vitale, known as Mr. Fire, and as a matter of fact, I would suggest that you find out more about what Joe is doing by going to his website. And once you get there, you'll be able to sign up and be connected with Joe on a regular basis. And it's so important to have that kind of connection. Go to MrFire.com, MrFire.com, the website. Dr. Joe Vitale, my very special guest today. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the secret, an ancient secret that will help each and every one of us. 0.0 limits. We'll be right back.
News, opinion. Your voice counts. Call toll free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness by developing the health coaching skills your clients need? As the nation's focus on health and wellness has increased, so has interest in the field of health coaching. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution at the same time. Financial aid is available. Visit CIH.NUSystem.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's CIH.NUSystem.org. or call 800-NAT-UNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NAT-UNIV.
Energy medicine is the new frontier, and the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, a pioneer in the field, has been teaching energy medicine for over 15 years. Hospitals nationwide host their students as interns. Bring your life, work, and health to the next level. Study at the Institute of Healing Arts and Sciences, where they're proving your beliefs affect your health. Visit instituteofhealing.com or call 860-286-5400. That's instituteofhealing.com.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom Leota at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3083, or his website, debtfreemca.com.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwig uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
HeartPlanet.com, a positive-focused social network. Meet people who treat others well and live their best life. Join and post a profile for your positive-based business, your music, book, or creative project. Let the world know what you're up to. Go to heart-planet.com, a positive focus on meeting people, a positive focus on entertainment. Connect. Be entertained. Be inspired. Heart-planet.com.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Very special guest today, and thank you for joining us. If you want to find out more about the Dr. Pat Show, why don't you go give us a shout on our website at www.thedrpatshow.com or simply Dr. Pat Live. And for those of you that want to find out about my very special guest today, Dr. Joe Vitale, we know him as Mr. Fire. You can go to his website, very easy, MrFire.com. And I suggest that you sign up for his email list, because that's how you're going to be the first to find out what Joe is doing and how you can work side by side with him, how you can get plugged into his podcast, how you can learn more about his mentoring programs, all of the above. All you need to do is check out his email list, and I'm a member, so I get to find out a lot of things as well. Joe, thank you again for joining us here today. I'm very excited about what you're doing. I love the idea of zero limits. I love that you're writing about this. And I love that it's not just about money. It's really about stepping into a sense of being. And I wanted to talk about that for a minute. I mean, there is a way of being for all of us, and you identify this in an ancient Hawaiian tradition. And yeah. I wanted to take a minute to talk about that.
Well, it's the most fascinating story I ever came across in my life. And it's the thing that I'm so grateful for, because I got to tell the story in my book, Zero Limits. In brief, I had heard several years ago that there was a therapist who worked at a mental hospital for the criminally insane, and he helped heal every one of those patients by using a old Hawaiian healing technique that didn't involve him having to talk to or touch or do anything with those patients. Instead, he worked on himself. And as he worked on himself and he dissolved his own limitations within himself, those patients, those people around him, changed and got better. And I just found this the most shocking, the most unbelievable, the most fascinating story I ever heard. And I went looking for the therapist. I found him, and now, you know, we're co-authors of the book Zero Limits. We do workshops together. We're going to do one in April here in Austin, Texas. And it's true. He used this method, which is all about love and forgiveness, to work on himself. Whenever he noticed something in the outer world, whether it was a criminally ill patient that was, you know, a criminal of some sort. Some were murderers. These people did, you know, awful things. And Dr. Hulin, the therapist, would look within himself, feel what he was feeling, which might be anger, which might be repulsion. He'd take 100% responsibility for what he was feeling. He'd work on dissolving that negative energy within him using this Hawaiian method. And as he did, those people, those patients, they got better. This is amazing.
It is amazing, and it is so, so full of hope and results. Mm. And, you know, this is what we're talking about. When we kind of look at that place of zero limits, we're really not clouded with what we knew when we grew up, Joe. What we learned yesterday from, you know, what's his face down the street. And more importantly, how we get stuck in the me thing based on fear. Mm. What I shared with you, and I would love for you to talk a little bit about, you know, how you give back, how you pay it forward, because I shared with you during the break, you know, when I work with people, especially people that have just lost their job, because that's a little bit of my story, I send them out on a service call. I send them out. The first 2 days they work with me, they're assigned to go service, whether it's throwing soup in a bowl or, you know, going door-to-door in a hospital. And people tend to look at you like you're crazy, but really, we're talking about giving back, aren't we?
We're talking about giving, and I think that's one of the most important things any of us can do. And I think it's one of the secrets to bringing in wealth and even money into your life. Just start giving. I wrote a little booklet called The Greatest Money-Making Secret in History. And the greatest money-making secret in history is to give money, is to give services, is to give time. One of the criticisms that the movie The Secret got is that it seemed to be all selfish. It seemed to be all about material things, getting cars and houses and bikes and so forth. And I defend it, saying most people have not experienced that. And so for them to learn the secret and learn to be empowered and to start having things in their lives is a wonderful, joyous thing. But I also know once you've taken care of that for yourself and you've played with your toys long enough, you'll start looking around to see how you can use the secret, the law of attraction, the attractor factor, zero limits, to help others. And I'm doing that. I've created something that some people are going to think is preposterous, but I started Operation Yes. And Operation Yes is my movement to stop foreclosures and end homelessness in this country. And I have a website, OperationYes.com. And this is something I'm doing. Nobody's paying me to do it. We're giving our time, our resources, our services to make this happen. And I'm introducing the possibility that maybe, just maybe, we can use the very things we're learning to use in our own lives, but do it on a global scale. So I'm out there trying to stop foreclosures and intending to stop homelessness.
And I so relate to that, Joe, and I so love what you're talking about, because you're absolutely right. You know, this is not about me, and how to do the next best thing or how to create the next million. And honestly, we have to really clear some energy as well in making sure that we do have the effect, the attractor factor in action. I mean, you wrote that book, Joe. How many people pick up your book and actually get it?
Well, there's no way for me to know, but I mean, based on the emails I get, the phone calls, people going into my Miracles coaching program, I mean, there's hundreds of thousands who actually get it.
That's right.
And you know, that's wonderful. That's cause for celebration. It's the same reason you do your show. It's the same reason I write my books. You're trying to communicate this out there to help other people. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's actually about going back to that witness within me. It's about my divinity expressing the divine through me. That's what it's really about.
And I love that you wrote Expect Miracles. I so love that you did that, because I think it's worth, you know, talking about for a minute here. How many days do people walk the streets and say, oh, my gosh, I need a miracle right now. I need a miracle right now. Oh, I need a miracle right now.
Yeah.
Don't let that stock drop. I need a miracle right now. And here you are. You come out and you write a book called Expect Miracles.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you about that. What does it mean to be in that state of miracle expectation?
Oh, gosh. That's a, let me see if I can find the right words. Maybe contrast is the way to do it. When people are walking around and they're feeling sad or angry or resentful or worried or fear, they're in a space that does not feel very good. So they're not happy. But the thing that's happening on a more psychological, maybe metaphysical level, is that when they're not happy and they're in this stuck energy, they send out a vibe that repels other people, attracts other people, and they're going to stay in that energy. They're going to attract things in their lives that are going to match that vibe. So if they're feeling miserable, well, guess what? All the things coming around them are probably going to reinforce that state. So expect miracles is all about you taking conscious control of that inner state. You start to look around and find things to be grateful for. And it could be the show. It could be the book, Expect Miracles. It could be the fact that the sun just came out or that it's raining. You find something you're genuinely grateful for. And then you start to say, I wonder where the opportunities are coming. So you change your mind to have an expectation for wonderful things rather than an expectation for unhappy things. It's all about, I think we began this whole show talking about perception.
Yes.
Or it's coming full circle, because expect miracles will actually attract miracles, because your perception will guide everything back into your awareness. It all starts where is your eyesight, your inner vision looking? Well, I say expect miracles. Make that your new motto.
And make it a new mantra. I mean, Joe,
yes.
This is really what I love about talking with you, because there's so much that we have given folks today for them to pick whatever they resonate with and implement it immediately. I wanted to ask you, what stops us, even after hearing a show like this, what stops us from taking the action that will change our lives for good for the forever?
I'll tell you. It's because the comfortable is more, the comfortable, the known is more, let me all say it this way, the known is more comfortable to us than the unknown.
Ah.
Because we're looking around right now, and it may kind of suck on one level, but we're saying, well, you know, I can handle what I got. I can handle this. But if I risk opening up a business, or I risk applying for this job, or I risk asking this person out on a date, or I risk moving to a different town or country or whatever it happens to be, I don't know what'll happen. So the known is comfortable. And even though we're going to bitch and moan about it a little bit, we're going to stay there because we're afraid of the unknown.
And that's really, if you, those of you listening to the show, that's the place where you will stay stuck. It won't be about zero limits. It will be about an enormous amount of limitation. Dr. Joe Vitale joining me here today. We've got a great, great, great conversation we're having here right now. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how you can flip the switch. When? Now. We're in the moment. He's here with us. You're here listening. And we are here for you. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll be back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Dr. Joe Vitale in the house. MrFire.com is the website. Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. We've got some amazing tips for you when we return. We'll be right back.
The experts. Call toll free right now 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, Benny, Dr. Pat's looking pretty good lately, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what? I noticed that, too. Maybe she's got some new makeup.
Nope, it's the Ageless Secret she's been using. It's an all-natural, organic, energetic cosmetic that's stronger than gravity. They say people that start using it look younger while they're getting older. It's made with purified water and special ingredients including trace minerals, aloe, and MSM. Ageless Secret. Do you think I should start using it?
Sure, why not? And get me some too.
Hey guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
Go green at the Go Green Expo, the nation's leading eco-friendly trade shows in Los Angeles, Philadelphia, New York City, and Atlanta. Visit GoGreenExpo.com to see all the details of the latest eco-friendly products and learn from dozens of eco-famous celebrities and authors like Ed Begley Jr., Josh Dorfman, Mariel Hemingway, and Nigel Barker. Learn how to green your business, your home, your kids, and save money on your energy bills. Visit GoGreenExpo.com and learn how to live healthier and help our environment. See Dr. Pat in person and listen to her speak with other top eco-minded leaders. The first Go Green Expo will be in Los Angeles, January 23rd through 25th at the Los Angeles Convention Center. Visit GoGreenExpo.com for details. See you at the expo.
And be sure to sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter to keep up on the latest events, guests, offers, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up now.
Most of mankind's diseases are part of history, but few realize it at this time. A simple, inexpensive mineral supplement has the potential to change your life and your health. Go to thedrpatshow.com and listen to the interview with Jim Humble and Dennis Richard and learn the secrets of why your health is your choice. MMS, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century, can be purchased at mmsdr.com or call 760-536-6123. That's mmsdr.com.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick. Are you concerned about your money and your future? We are entering an economic crisis like never before. If you're counting on the system to take care of you, you will lose, and I don't want that to happen. Here's what I can offer. I'll give you absolutely free my 6-CD series on how to take control of your own money. All you have to do is go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com. Or go to any bookstore this month and buy my book titled Secrets of the Millionaire Inside.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Unbelievable. Dr. Joe Vitale joining us here today. We've talked about everything from being homeless to living a life with zero limits. This is something that you're going to be having on your radar here real soon, because look out for what Joe is putting together. Look out for the book. Look out for Zero Limits, because if you're looking out for someone to give you some information, to hear something you may not have heard before that will lift you up and inspire you, that one moment that you hear that is of a conscious connection, your life will change forever. Joe's been doing this for quite some time. He's been helping hundreds of thousands of people. He's joining us here today because Zero Limits is what each and every one of us must know about today. Joe, thank you so much for joining the show today. What a great, great conversation. It is so needed.
This is so fascinating. I've been surprised by the questions and the answers, and I know this is the last segment, so I'm kind of disappointed we're going to run out of time. But I've loved this. Thank you for having me on. This has been thrilling.
It is my pleasure. And, you know, Joe, what I want to ask you is this. This, you know, as we wrap this up, we've talked about a lot of different things.
Mm.
But I really think right now that there is a consciousness ultimatum.
Mm.
And I know that's a strong word, but I really think there's an ultimatum. And I want to hear from your perspective, you know, what the options are for people. Can they go in this direction or this direction? And what are the things that will get them to live that life of zero limits?
Wow. Wow, what a great question again. Well, I'll tell you, we all have free will. To me, that free will means you are free to follow the divine guidance that's knocking at your inner door, telling you to go do such and such. You're free to follow it, and you're free to ignore it. What I've learned is that when I ignore that divine guidance that's trying to urge me to do something, that my life is pretty rocky, that I do have more of a struggle, that I do have more hard times. By the same token, when I do follow the inner nudge within that tells me, Joe, go write this book, no matter, even when I don't know if anybody's going to buy it or anybody's going to read it, go on this quest to find out everything about it and write the book. When I follow that inner nudge that tells me to open a business or tells me to, you know, turn left one day rather than turning right, my whole life changes. When I follow that divine inner nudge, my life becomes magic and miracles. I think we all have that choice. That's free will. For me, follow your inner guidance, follow that intuitive nudge, get quiet so you can listen to it and start experiencing it and trusting it. Your life will become one of moment-by-moment awe. That's what's true for me, and I believe it's true for everybody. But you've got to follow it. You do have free will. You can ignore it, but I think it's a tougher route to go when you do ignore it.
And we are at choice. There's one thing that I think that we all know, Joe, is that when you talk about expecting miracles, we're at choice in that moment to either do that or not.
Absolutely. You have choice all the time. And that's your choice. You can expect disasters if you prefer. I prefer to expect miracles. As I've been saying it and doing this call, the sun's coming out here and it's getting brighter and brighter. I'm taking that as a confirmation that we are opening the eyes and opening the hearts and bringing light to all of your listeners because I'm expecting miracles. I've chosen that.
And I'm right there with you. And Joe, this has been a great show. I want to thank you so much for joining us here today. We've talked about a lot and so much here for people to absorb and pick and choose and to change their lives. I have to ask you a question, Joe.
Mm.
What gets Joe Vitale up every day? What inspires you? What challenges you to take your life to the next level?
Wow. That's a good one to go out with. I get up because of curiosity. I'm wondering where the next wonderful moment is, and the truth of the matter is it's this moment. It's every moment. But I'm so curious about what's happening next. Who am I going to talk to? This radio show, for example, this whole show. I didn't know what you were going to ask, and you asked the most brilliant questions that I'm smiling and I'm thinking and I'm reflecting and it's opening me and I'm learning from this whole moment. Well, I didn't know that when I woke up. I didn't know it would turn out like this, but that's what I had an expectation for. I was expecting miracles, not knowing where it would show up, but delighting in each moment as I'm expecting the next one to pop and surprise me with something even juicier, like this question.
Well, I got to tell you, I got to say it's Mr. Juicy Joe Vitale right now. What a fabulous, fabulous show.
Oh, yes.
And Joe, this has been exquisite. It has been exquisite. I have loved every moment of it. I know the listeners that will hear this live right now and the many times we'll play this in the next week are going to be and are so appreciative. In closing, Joe, what's your personal message for all of us?
I have a motto from 16th century Latin, and it means dare something worthy. So I'm always challenging myself. I mean, Operation Yes is daring something worthy, but all of us have something. And maybe daring something worthy is applying for a job or opening a business or going to a seminar or buying a book. I don't know what it is, but I would say dare something worthy.
That's it. And I would like to say ditto to that. If you don't dare to do, you're daring to die, whether it's inside, from the inside out. Joe, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Oh,
MrFire.com is the website. Thanks, Joe. It's been great.
Thank you again. Have a great day. Godspeed to all your listeners.
And that goes for everyone tuning into the show. You know, make sure that you know that you are divine and magnificent inside. Everything that pulsates about you speaks to the abundance of the universe, a cosmic connection, and a portal to everything you desire in life. And if you ever forget that, I am here to remind you over and over and over again, I'm on your side. We're going to be doing a lot more of this. And I got to tell you, for those of you that have not heard about who Dr. Joe Vitale is, he is someone that you're going to want to connect with. His work has been profound. He has helped so many countless people across the globe live the lives that they choose to live. And when we think of exquisite success, I think of Dr. Joe Vitale. I'm so honored to have him on the show. And I would say to you all, keep a mind's eye, you know, keep an eye out for what he's got going on in the near future. And remember that you can expect miracles. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. And for more about us, as I said before, visit our website, thedrpatshow.com or Dr. Pat Live. Have a great, great day. Expect miracles and live with zero limits. We'll see you next time.
Tides that I tried to swim against brought me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and please.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.